In my inaugural address, I renewed this nation's commitment to expanding liberty at home and promoting liberty abroad. Because our own freedom is enhanced by the expansion of freedom in other nations, I set out the long-term goal of ending tyranny in our world. This will require the commitment of generations.
We now turn to Robert Fisk.
Well, I think that the whole project in Iraq is finished. We are not being told by Messrs. Blair, in my case, and Bush in yours, that this is the case. And perhaps through their own misjudgment or their own fantasies, they don't even accept this themselves.
Terrorists in that country have declared war against democracy itself, and thereby declared war against the Iraqi people themselves.
The American project for democracy, or whatever its real purposes were, for oil, economic expansion, Middle East fit for Israel, whatever it may have been, that project is finished. It is hopeless. It cannot succeed. The insurgency in Iraq is so great now that American troops, however enormous their technology, cannot control it.
I think the Iraqi people are wondering whether or not this nation has the will necessary to stand with them as the democracy evolves. The enemy would like nothing more than the United States to precipitously pull out and withdraw before the Iraqis are prepared to defend themselves. Their objective is to stop the advance of democracy. Freedom scares them.
Fantasies. The Iraqi so-called ministers, and I include Ayad Alawi, the so-called interim prime minister, who of course was appointed by the Americans and is a former CIA asset, they behave like statesmen when they tour the world or turn up in Washington. But in Baghdad, they're not even safe inside their little green zone. They're not even the mayor of Baghdad. We've reached a stage now where insurgents control much of the country.
I anticipate a grand moment in Iraqi history.
This is part of the sort of self-delusional policy with which we tried to hide our total failure.
You would look at me like some of you still look at me, with a kind of blank expression. Zarqawi said something interesting the other day that, he was talking about democracy and how terrible democracy is. We believe that people ought to be allowed to express themselves, and we believe that people ought to decide the fates of their governments. The notion that somehow we're not making progress, I just don't subscribe to. I mean, we're having elections.